KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Fly SFA has welcomed the National Consumer Commission's investigation into overbooking practices, emphasizing its compliance with the Consumer Protection Act. The airline highlights overbooking as a global standard to manage no-shows and keep fares affordable. Chief Marketing Officer Kirby Gordon says Fly SFA's approach impacts less than 1% of capacity. He calls for fair, industry-wide review and reaffirms its commitment to transparency and customer care throughout the process.
We remain confident that our policies are transparent and very much within the bounds of the CPA, but we are imploring the NCC to cast the net wider and conduct their review across all airlines in South Africa, because all airlines employ this policy and a disproportionate focus on Fly SFA alone wouldn't be fair.
KZN COCTA has revealed that severe weather has claimed the lives of 11 people in the province since last month. Over the weekend alone, three people died in separate incidents. In the Showe area, 6-year-old Banele Mpongose succumbed to head injuries after he was struck by lightning. And Lwandle Phasi, who's from Donal in Gwadoza, and Siyabonga Mavundla from Mandeni, both drowned in separate incidents. The department sends Lwemzila.
MSC Buthelezi has dispatched disaster management teams to provide support to the affected families. This includes providing essential resources, coordinating relief efforts, and assessing the extent of the damage. The severe weather conditions have caused widespread disruptions across KZN with extensive infrastructure damage, widespread power outages, with Eskom and municipal teams working around the clock to restore power.
And abroad, more fires have broken out in California, where at least 5 people have died and 130,000 have been forced to leave their homes. The wildfires are disrupting film and TV production in Hollywood, while next week's Oscar nominations have been delayed. Skies in LA are filled with a smoky orange glow. Sky's US correspondent, Martha Kellner, says firefighters have told her that hydrants didn't have enough water, something she tried to put to the California governor, Gavin Newsom.
Governor, firefighters are telling me they didn't have enough water to tackle these blazes. Were you ill-prepared, Governor, for a blaze of this size?
Winds are fanning the flames, but some firefighters claim hydrants were empty. It's something incoming President Donald Trump has commented on.
This is a true tragedy, and it's a mistake of the governor, and you could say the administration. They don't have any water. They didn't have water in the fire hydrants.
The California governor hasn't responded to those claims. Both audio clips are courtesy of Sky News. Durban, a high of 28 today, Pietermaritzburg 30, Richards Bay 29. For the Newswatch team, I'm Dino Malinga.